Executive Director of the South Bend nonprofit La Casa de Amistad, Samson Diaz, says that the message is simple.
We wanted to be here as Jackie Walorsi's staff came into work.
Get to work!
We want her to get to work for the constituents here in Indiana, to push for immigration reform, to push for the DREAM Act, to push for permanent protection for immigrants in this area, and that include pathways to citizenship.
Santeas says DACA advocates have a battle ahead of them to garner a permanent solution for DACA recipients, or DREAMers, that are now in limbo. Sandeya says that what's at stake here is
the fabric of our society. We're an immigrant nation. And whereas it's always been hard for immigrants, we can't now turn them away. We have to make it easier for them. We have to give them pathways in. We have to give them the ability to stay, to keep their families together, to work in our community.
An estimated 1,200 DREAMers live in Michiana, and regional community groups, including La Casa de Amistad and Indivisible Indiana District 2, organized the rally outside of Republican Representative Jackie Walorski's Mishawaka office. They urged Walorski to co-sponsor the DREAM Act. Attorney Rudy Monterrosa from South Bend works on immigration cases. He says people must make their voices heard.
I think ever since DACA passed, or without the opportunity was afforded, that more people came out of the shadows and started working and starting identifying themselves and were not afraid to say, hey, I came here as a child, undocumented, but now I'm doing something something good for my community.
Monterrosa says coming out of the shadows built political will for the program in the larger community.
Because now we realize that Joe, who plays soccer with our friend, or Maria, who's working at the office, is a DREAMer and is a human being like you and I.
Many of these DREAMers attended the rally.
I'm Lucette Aleman. I live in Chicago, but I originally was born in Mexico.
Aleman is 20, a student at Holy Cross College at Notre Dame, and studies graphic design and communications. She says she came to the United States when she was 6. She didn't know that she was not a legal resident until her sophomore year of high school.
And then that's when I started realizing that I had to work extra harder than the rest of the people, because if I didn't, then I didn't have another choice other than either drop out of college because there's no resources or money for me to pay it, or just work without permission.
Aleman earned a full scholarship. She says DACA helped in another way.
Well, the biggest benefit is to not be afraid to walk out on the street. I feel like I'm protected.
Aleman says she's starting to become afraid of what could happen. Universities in the region are extending support for students. Indiana University South Bend Chancellor Terry Allison says IUSB offered counseling for students when the decision was made to terminate DACA.
We certainly are doing everything we can to support them, but I think we need to back up and really ask, what did these young people do anything wrong? And I think the answer is clearly no. They're doing everything they can to comply with what the government has asked them, and we should support them.
The University of Notre Dame released a statement that it plans to continue financial support of DACA students and will maintain students' enrollment. The university offered to provide expert legal assistance if necessary. For WVPE News, I'm Barb Anguiano.